This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn was 431.5, down 3. May corn, 439.5, down 3. July corn, 446.25, up 1.75. January soybeans were 1339, up 12.25. March soybeans, 1307, up 12.75. May soybeans, 1288.25, up 14. March wheat was 579.25, up 5.75. May wheat, 586.25, up 5.75. July wheat, 593.25, up 6. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Technical trading furnished a prop to wheat values. Exports gave an upward boost to soybeans, and corn settled back on lower values with the big crop. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents lower, at 408 to 421. Soybean bids were 13 to 19 cents higher, at 1284 to 1312. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents lower, at 404 to 429. Soybean bids were 12 to 13 cents higher, at 1307 to 1332. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 3 cents lower, at 418 to 430. Soybean bids were 11 to 26 cents higher, at 1311 to 1366. And wheat bids were mixed at 564 to 601. Now on to the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean bids. They were 13 to 18 cents higher, at 1317 to 1342, with the basis steady to five higher at 10 to 35 over the March. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 470.10 to 475.10 per ton. That was up 8.20 with the basis steady at 40 to 45 over the March. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 3 to 4 cents lower at 432 to 439 with the basis steady to lower options at option to 7 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 3 cents lower at 417 to 426, with the basis steady at 6 to 15 under the March. Soybeans ended 12 to 13 cents higher at 1338 to 1355, with the basis steady to one lower at 31 to 48 over the March. New crop wheat prices were 6 to 8 cents higher at 568 to 578, with the basis steady to 2 higher at 15 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 5 cents lower at 447 to 448. These elevators raised their soybean prices 12 to 19 cents with quotations of 1379 to 1380. Soft wheat closed 1 to 6 cents higher at 611 to 620, and Milo ended the day 3 cents lower at 481 to 482. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. Northern and western Illinois corn ranged from 515 to 426. 415 to 426. Soybeans were 1069 to 1096. In central Illinois, corn was 412 to 433, and soybeans 1082 to 1112. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 413 to 436, and soybeans from 1085 to 1120. Soft wheat was 561 to 569. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock future quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle were 137.65, up $1.05. April live cattle, 137.80, up 72 cents. June live cattle, 130.30, up 27 cents. January feeder cattle were 168.60, up 82 cents. March feeder cattle, 166.82, up 35 cents. April feeder cattle, 167.97, up 45 cents. February lean hogs were 86, up 62 cents. April lean hogs, 90.67, up 30 cents. May lean hogs, 98.75, up 40 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture, bringing you Tuesday the 14th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 92 cents lower, in the range of $72 to $78, with a weighted average carcass price of $75.17. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 51 to 57, 4 to 5 weights 53 to 63, and 5 to 550 weights 57 to 65, and 550 and up 61 to 66. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from 52 to 55. Receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 11,261 head, and in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 137 to 140.50 and on a dress basis at 218. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 472 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $85.90, and that was $2.73 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $221.04, and that was $4.10 higher, with select carcasses at $219.35, and that was $4.59 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 120,000. That compared to 107,000 last week and 128,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 425,000. That compared to 373,000 last week and 428,000 a year ago. Now from the Arthur Sale Barn weekly hay auction for Monday the 13th, starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares. They were $6 to $8 a bale. Large squares were $85 to $100 a bale. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares were $7 to $7.75 a bale. Large squares were $95 a bale. Alfalfa mixed grass good quality small squares $3.50 to $5. Large squares were $60 to $70 a bale. And orchard grass good quality small squares were $5 a bale. Mixed grass good quality large squares were $40 to $50 a bale, and good quality small squares $3 to $4.25 a bale. Large rounds were $42 to $45, and wheat straw good quality small squares were $3 to $4 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. January corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.26. February corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.31. January corn delivered to Scottville, $4.17. February corn delivered to Scottville, $4.22. January beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.49. February beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.36. January wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.84. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.26, corn at Scottville is $4.17, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.49, and wheat at Scottville is $5.84. Generally, if agriculture is compared to Las Vegas, it's because making a go of it is always a gamble. But Oklahoma State professor Dr. Jason Lusk found another comparison in the famous Las Vegas ad campaign.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say that, at least historically, production agriculture has operated in much the same way. What happens on the farm stays on the farm.
But Lusk told a crowd at the American Farm Bureau's 95th annual convention in San Antonio that the days of consumers being content with that are all over. That new interest has led to some criticism of conventional agriculture.
What's being proposed as an alternative? If they don't like this, what should we do? And their solution, often when you read these narratives about food, is that we've got to basically return to nature. Let's give up all this technology.
But Lusk said that most of those arguments are based on shaky science and are often based on scare tactics to help sell books and magazines and offer up a romanticized reality of the old days on the farm.
I think if we were honest with ourselves, what we'd see is the change in technology has actually been quite positive. It's given us more food, higher quality food, and not only do we spend less income on our food today than our grandparents did, we eat a lot better too, even if we don't like to admit it.
But with 9.6 billion mouths to feed by 2050, Lusk argues that every technology is vital to today's farmers and ranchers, and it's up to them to prove that to consumers so that technology can continue to help feed the world.
According to the United Nations, about 800 million people today in the world go hungry. Most of these people live on some of the most impoverished places on Earth. If we're going to talk about the morality of food, I think foremost in our minds must be the ability of people, especially the poor, to eat.
Dr. Jason Lusk, Oklahoma State professor. County and state farm bureaus can use the newly launched Our Food link to reach consumers of all ages and backgrounds with information about today's agriculture. Terry Gilbert, chair of the American Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee, says consumer outreach is more important than ever because the average American is now at least three generations removed from the farm. A planning toolkit was distributed during the American Farm Bureau Federation's 95th annual convention this weekend to help Farm Bureau members start thinking about projects that will engage people in their communities. Suggested activities range from outreach at supermarkets or farmers markets to hosting interactive booths at community events, speaking with lawmakers and neighbors about food, and visiting classrooms to help students understand agricultural topics. With the launch of the program, Gilbert says the new hope is to enhance and energize the efforts of Farm Bureau members as they help people connect with sources of clothing, food, shelter, and energy in their communities. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration published a notice allowing states to extend the deadline for medical certification for CDL drivers to January 30th, 2015. However, Illinois has opted not to extend the deadline. All CDL drivers for Illinois must provide their medical certificate and designate their driver type by this January 30th, 2014, or risk losing their CDL privileges to their driver's license. Over 90% of Illinois CDL holders have provided their medical information to the Secretary of State office as of today. Truckers everywhere are struggling to cope with the hours of service regulations that are preventing them from effectively doing their job. I spoke with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association to find out more.
Yeah, there's a couple things going on here right now. Right now, especially though, if you haul propane, because of the bad weather, we've had an emergency declaration in place in Illinois and the surrounding states for propane haulers, where they're exempt from a lot of the federal regulations, especially hours of service. Because of the fact that it's very difficult, a lot of the propane is on what they call allocation. So getting propane is difficult. When you get to a terminal to get it, you may have to wait 5 hours in line to get your truck filled. So this has been a real issue. And the exemption that's out there right now has been renewed on a weekly basis by Illinois. and the surrounding states have been doing the same thing. Iowa finally jumped in and gave their exemption late last week. They had not been providing exemptions, but they are now. So that's one thing in terms of hours of service. The other thing is this whole issue of the present law that's in place basically says you have, you're mandated to take a 34-hour break. And when you take it and how you take it has been really narrowed down to the point that it's very difficult for a truck operator to be able to run efficiently and follow these rules. And this is going to be an issue that they're going to talk about at the convention, I'm sure, with Administrator Farrell, because companies cannot, a lot of companies have, but many still have not realized that the efficiency has gone out the window with this, because they're saying when you take a break, you got to be off this time to that time, and you can't waver from that. Well, it just doesn't work for a lot of trucking operations, especially a lot of companies that have an agricultural bent to it, because if you're hauling grain or if you're moving other agricultural commodities, especially, your day doesn't start at 7 a.m. You know, it needs to start at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, under this new federal law, you can't do it. So there'll be a lot of big push to try to change that, I think, coming up. And I think a lot of the people at the convention will be bringing that up with Administrator Farrell.
The convention, Schaefer mentioned, goes along with the annual Midwest Truck and Trailer Show that is coming up January 31st and February 1st. Anyone interested in attending the Truck and Trailer Show can email me at angela@wsmiradio.com to get a free admission ticket. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.